From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz in Washington, and this hour we'll check in on four continents, from a desperate standoff in Sri Lanka to a crusading judge in Spain. We'll visit African high-rises and a lingerie boutique in Saudi Arabia. But first to diplomacy. Today, Israel's government appointed its controversial foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, as point man for a strategic dialogue with the United States. And next weekend, that country's conservative prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, will visit Washington to meet with President Obama. Now, some Israel watchers believe Washington and Jerusalem may be headed toward a clash over how to restart negotiations on Palestinian statehood. And last week, Vice President Joe Biden spoke to the annual gathering of AIPAC. That's the powerful pro-Israel lobby. And he raised a few eyebrows when he said,
Israel has to work toward a two-state solution. You're not going to like my saying this, but not build more settlements, dismantle existing outposts, and allow the Palestinians freedom of movement based on their first actions, access to economic opportunity, and increased security responsibility.
Joining us is former State Department advisor on the Middle East, Aaron David Miller. So we just heard this quote from Vice President Biden at the AIPAC conference. Does it sound like a change in tone with respect to the way Washington is addressing Israel?
There's no question that it's a change in tone. During the course of the last 8 years, the latitude and the leeway that the previous Bush administration gave to the Israelis was quite large. And to have the Vice President, who is clearly viewed as one of Israel's closest friends, talk with that kind of firmness, yeah, I think it reflects a change in tone. There's no question. Whether or not that change in tone is going to be translated into a change in policy, however, remains to be seen.
Prime Minister Netanyahu seems to be pushing for a sort of focus on boosting the Palestinian economy before he begins talks on a two-state solution. The White House wants something completely different. They want the issue of statehood to be dealt with first. I mean, isn't there an inherent conflict in the way that the new Israeli government sees things and in the way that Washington sees things now?
There is. And a successful negotiation between Israelis and Palestinians leading to an agreement, if that in fact is even possible, will require a bottom-up approach, building Mahmoud Abbas's capacity, security, as well as economics, and mirroring that to an Obama administration's desire to deal with the final status issues, Jerusalem border security and refugees. So you've got to marry the two approaches.
Now, this past week, Israeli President Shimon Peres made the rounds here in Washington. He's got a lot of friends in the city. He's a former Nobel Peace Laureate and associated with the left in Israel. It seems as if he was softening the ground, in a sense, for the eventual visit of Prime Minister Netanyahu and his foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman. What kind of reception do you expect Mr. Lieberman will receive here in Washington when he eventually arrives?
I think his reception will be appropriate, courteous. Benjamin Netanyahu is pulling the strings here, and it seems to me, in the end, it's his relationship, both with the president and the secretary of state, they're going to count much more.
But there is some discomfort over Lieberman at the State Department.
I think that's true, but again, Avigdor Lieberman, in that sense, even though he's very important to coalition politics, is probably a kind of speed bump from the perspective of both the president and the secretary of state. He's not the main guy.
I understand that there are political sensitivities and sensibilities that any White House would have to sort of take under consideration. But does Obama have more of a license to really almost push Israel in a way that it hasn't been pushed by an American administration in a long time?
The reality is that you fight with the Israelis for a reason and a purpose. Not because you're frustrated with them, not to make nice to the Arabs. You fight with them when, in fact, you have the prospects of reaching an agreement. Every single time a president has articulated a strategy toward Arab-Israeli peace that had the acquiescence and support of both the Arabs and the Israelis, presidents led and they were successful.
Aaron David Miller is a former Mideast negotiator at the State Department, author of The Much Too Promised Land, and a scholar at the Wilson Center here in Washington. Aaron David Miller, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.